Okay, we got to the bottom of Puff Dalad on base, around 8 lines from the bottom, 9 lines from the bottom. The Gemara had said, Lama Mafisin. So the Gemara wants to know, why do we do Payasos? Why do we do all these different lots? Or so, what do you mean, Lama Mafisin? Why are you asking the question? Kedamri, like we said already, you do the different lots, so you know who's going to do the Avoda, who's going to do the Trumas Hadeshin, who's going to do the Shechita, who's going to do the Zrika. So you need to do Payasos for that reason. Mm. Now the Gemara's question was, Ella, Lama Mafisin V'chozim Mafisin. Why do you do it a lot? Do it again, do it again. We have 4 different payasos the Mishnah told us. Just do it one time and that'll be enough. Why do you have to get the Kohanim together 4 different times throughout the day to do payasos? Doesn't make any sense. So Rav Yochanan says, Kedei lahargish kol ha'azar, in order to create the sense of feeling, hargasha, the sense of feeling, shenemar asher yachtav nam tiksod, beveis al-kim nalich beragesh. In the beis al-kim, namely the beis al-migdash, there should be nalich beragesh. People should run around with a lot of emotion, with a lot of feeling. Want it to be like a busy hustle and bustle type of place. So we have them go, take lots, they go do their voda, they run around, come back, to gather together, do payasos again, they disperse, and do that 4 different times. So there's a lot of movement in the Beis HaMikdash to mekayim the pasuk of the Beis HaLakim Nahalich Beragesh. So Gemara asks, B'ma Mafisin, with what? With what clothing do the Kohanim wear when they do payasos? The 40, 50, however many Kohanim come together, they're all wearing clothing. What type of clothing were they wearing when they did payasos? Were they wearing the big day chol, or were they wearing the big day kodesh ready to do the avodah? So Rav Nachman Amar, the big day chol, they wore their weekday clothing. Sheshes Amar, the big day kodesh. No, they wore their 4 begadim that they're ready to perform the avodah. So what's the reasonings? Rav Nachman Amar, the big day chol, they wore their weekday chols, because the Amar is the big day kodesh. If they wore their actual 4 begadim of the kuna, Ikebali Zros, they're going to be very strong, aggressive Kohanim. The Chamsi, they're going to steal Avdi, they're going to do the Avoda. Ah, listen, I'm wearing my big day Kodesh. I'm going to jump ahead, I'm going to go do the Avoda, and they're going to completely circumvent the lots. So we didn't allow people to wear the big day Kodesh, they had to wear big day Chol. Rav Sheshes said the other way, Amar big day Kodesh, they wear the actual big day Kodesh. Because the Amar is big day Chol. If they were to wear their big day Chol, Agav Chavivuse, Mikrei Avdim. Because the excitement to do the avoda, they're going to get picked in the lot, and they're going to just run and do the avoda, and they're going to be wearing big dechol, which is an iser, deraisa. So they had to be prepared with big dechodesh. So that's machlokas. What are we more concerned with? That a bal zora, a aggressive kohen, is going to steal the avoda, or are we more concerned that the excitement is going to have them do the avoda with big dechol? I want to know, what's the source? How does Rav Nachman and Sheshes respectively know whether they wear big day kodesh or big day chol? So 2 lines from the bottom, Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Mino Aminola. How do I know that they wore big day chol? So the Mishnah says, this Mishnah is found in Tamid, Masrun l'chazanim. They gave over to the chazanim, they gave over, I think, the begadim to the kohanim, the big day kodesh, the chazanim. Vayu mafshitin osan es big dayim, and they would remove their clothing. And they would only wear the pants. What would mean only wear the pants? The Gemara says, "My lab ba'osin shazachul lufayis." Is not referring to, as Rashi, the top line of Amud Aleph says, "Shelo zachul lufayis." Hayu mafshitin. No, the wrong one. I'm sorry. So it's not talking about the ones that were zocha to the pious. So what? How is this a proof right now? So the Gemara says. So when it's referring to, so when it's ready for them to do the avoda, so they have to remove the clothing. Which clothing they're removing? It must be they're removing big day chol, not big day kodesh. Right. If they're wearing big day kodesh, there's nothing to be removed. So when they're removing the clothing, it must be that they came with the big day chol. They removed the big day chol to put on the big day kodesh.
Oh, the opposite. Or maybe they used to wear a big day kodesh, and if you didn't wear won the lottery, so you took off the big day kodesh.
That's the Gemara's response is exactly. Amar Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes. No, lo, both in Shalozach Lufayas. They all came ready, prepared. We were bringing a kodesh. No. The ones who didn't win the lottery, they had to remove their big day kodesh. That's Rav Sheshes' response. So Hachanami Mistaber, this is quite logical, says Rav Sheshes. Because these hakadaitach bosin shezachul pious. If it's referring to the ones who were zochah to the pious, so they were wearing, let's say, the big day chol, and they have to remove the big day chol to put on big day kodesh. Lo hayu manichin alein, the Mishnah says, elam mechnesayim bevad, they'd only place the pants, they'd come just pants, nothing
it's
else.
Like
just
firefighters, pants. Ready to go only with the pants, you do something they put
on. That's what they do, yeah? Okay, so I guess they had their pants only. So if it's referring to the woes who had big day, who were zocha, so they took off the big day chol and they only put the big day kodesh on. So Gemara says, "Michnasayim bavadi puna rather." The hatanis. What does this imply? this implication right now is somehow this is implying that they would put on the michnasayim of a big dechol. So, if you look at Rashi, disakadai tachavosin shezachu, if you're talking, if Rav Sheshet says, if you think we're referring to those who were zocha to the pious, so v'hafshat dezu b'big dechol, and therefore they're removing the big dechol that they came in wearing, ulal bishin big dechodesh, into place on the big dechodesh, the kasani, and the Mishnah says, lo hayu manichin alem ela michnasei chol, they'd only put on the weekday pants, Alma malbishin osan bigde kodesh al michnasei chol v'achakach poshin michnasei chol v'lovshin michnasei kodesh.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm reading in Rashi. The implication is somehow it sounds like, I don't know much how it sounds like this. They're putting the pants on top of their pants. They're putting bigde kodesh on top of bigde chol. That's what it sounds like. That's what the implication is.
No. Meaning that they didn't want to take off the pants till they had the top on.
Right.
So they left the big the
That's I see.
They left the mechnesei chol. They used to put the whatever garments on top, and then they used to take off the pants so they shouldn't be naked.
So they came in wearing, according to Rav Nachman, they would come in wearing big dechol. Then they take off their clothing, but leaving the pants on, right. So they put on big dechodesh shirt and then the hat and the belt. Then they did change the big dechol to big dechodesh.
Right,
so it goes out of order because the Brisa says, "V'hatanya minayin shelo yehi davar kodem lichnasayim." Nothing should come before the michnasayim of the pants of the kodesh. That has to be the first thing. Tamar lomar michnasei vad yuha b'saro. You first put the pants of the flesh, and then you put everything else on. So it sounds like you cannot be referring to Rav Nachman that's called big dechol. So v'idach Rav Nachman responds, "No." Holokasha, that's not so problematic. Read the Brisa as the Mishnah as follows. Halchi Katani. Ad she'odin aleim big dechol, ma'abishin asom michasei kodesh. So while the big dechol is still on, then you put on big dechodesh, meaning you put on the pants, you first leave big dechol shirts on. Then you switch the pants. So now he's wearing big dechodesh pants, and then he's still wearing big dechol shirt, and then you switch over the shirt. Again, Halchi Katani. Ad she'odin aleim big dechol, while the big dechol is still on you, ma'abishin asom michasei kodesh, you place on the big dechodesh. Then you take off the big dechol, and only thing's left when he takes off his big dechol shirt, only thing he's wearing is big dechodesh pants. So everyone has could read this mission in their own way. Right. How do I know that they wore big dechodesh? The Tani, the Brisa says, Lishchas Agazis Kimin Basilka Gedola Haisa. The Lishchas Agazis, where the Sanhedrin was like a large, Rashi says, a very large house on top of the second level.
I think the word basilic probably comes from this.
Which word?
Basilic. You know,
what
like
is basilic?
The churches, and they have like a round.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? That's what it's called, I didn't know.
I mean, they have the lefavdalos, right?
Yeah? Basilic, okay. So that's so this large second floor room, house.
They took it from here.
It's probably a word. It's probably a Greek word or something.
So again, Lishchas Hagazis came in Basilica Gedola Haisa. It was this large second floor room. Haisa Pais b'Mizracha. The pious, the lot took place in the eastern part. V'Zokin Yoshev b'Ma'arava. And an elder Yid was in the west. V'Kohanim Mukafin. They were standing around in a circle. V'Omdim came in Bakuliar in some type of semicircle. That's the shape. The Hamamun Abba, the appointed person who's going to do the lats, would come. But note them, it's nefesh miroshel shalachad mehem. You take the hat from one of the kohanim. The yodin shemimenu pious mitzvatchil, and they know the person, whoever he randomly took the hat from, he's going to start counting the fingers 1, 2, 3 from that person he took the hat off. So he's wearing a hat. He took the mitznefes. Mitznefes is one of the four begadim that the kohen would wear. So obviously they came prepared, dressed in the big day kodesh. Mar says, no, we find such a case that you have a mitznefes in big day chol. You can't have such a thing as a weekday mitznefes. Kiditani Rav Yehuda, v'yisem Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, they would say, kohen she'asas alo ima ksones over ba over dos yachid. The custom, we'll see later on, that the mother of the kohen gadol, and also sometimes the kohen hedot, would want to weave for the child a beged. Problem is, it doesn't really work well because you have to come from the funds of the hektish. So she can't make her own clothing from her own pocket. So there was a heter for them to do an avodas yachid. They could do unclear. It's a machlokas what exactly avodas yachid means later on, but they could do some small avoda with the clothing that their mother made. So in terms of the payasos, they were another avodas yachid. In this case, means they were able to come to the payasos to come to the lots wearing the nice clothing that wasn't really big day kolish, but that their mother made. They came present, so they wore such a hat. It was really a big day chol mitznefes. So it's not a riot.
That they used to use yarmulke every time. All of them.
They wore a yarmulke? Well, mitznefes is a large hat. Maybe they wore large hats all the time. A shtreimel.
No, because they all had to have a hat. Otherwise, you're basically only limiting to where the fire starts from the person who's wearing a hat.
Right. Seemingly, they all had it. Their mothers made for all of them. They probably all the mothers probably knew how to weave also. It wasn't like our time. You know, no one knows how to weave or sew. It's probably like a common thing being done. The clothing was made.
They went to Amazon.com.
Right. Or East Asia.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Shmamina Lishchas Agazis Chet Shebekodesh Chet Shebechol. We learn from here that Lishchas Agazis, half of it was in the Kodesh, half of it was in the Chol. So if you remember from the picture, I don't know if I have a picture like you have in yours, but it was in the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash. Where's that picture?
It's nice.
It's nice, yeah. Wait, I don't have the diagram of the whole Beis HaMikdash, but here, Lishchas Agazis is somewhere up here on the north part. This is the north. And half of it was in Chol, half of it was in Kodesh. The learning will explain why that's a...
This one,
yeah, right here, exactly.
Right?
So half it was in Kodesh, half it was in Chol. So see why.
Right,
based on this Gemara.
This is by Jnir, by
similar dimensions, I think, for the most part. I think this area was bigger, maybe. I think the outside
the same, they made the same way, or...
Same structure, yeah. Same
which
layout.
One? What is that?
Bais Rishon or Bais Sheni?
Uh-huh.
Bais Sheni was bigger.
The original Bais Sheni was teeny. It was like it was terrible. They were crying. Then Hardus came and he rebuilt the whole thing.
But the tinier just didn't look as nice.
They said that when
sizes.
They looked at it, they cried.
Yeah, I remember that. Right. Two reasons why they cried, though. Some cried because they remember the first one and all the things, and others cried because of the way it looked.
Right.
Because it wasn't right. There were the 10 things that they weren't on the that we learned before.
Five things.
Yeah,
so the Gemara says again, Amar Bai Shmami no Lishus Agazis Chetz Bekodesh Chetz Bechol. It was half in Kodesh, half in Chol. Shmami no number two, Shnei Psachim Hayu. There are two entrances into the Lishus Agazis. Echar Pasuch Bekodesh, one entered into the Kodesh, Echar Pasuch Bechol, one entered in from the Chol. How do we know this? These Hakadaita Kul Bekodesh, if you thought the whole thing was in Kodesh, it was all south into the Kodesh area. Zakin Yoshi Bemarava, could an older person sit in the west? V'hamar mar ein yishiv ba'azar el malchus malchi be'savet v'vad. No one's allowed to sit in the azar except for malchi be'savet. That was the takana they made. So Zakin, seemingly he was a kohen. He wasn't from malchus be'savet. Malchus be'savet wasn't kohen. So therefore, the fact that he sat must be it was partially in chol. V'yisakadaitach kula b'chol. If you thought the whole thing wasn't chol, pious b'mizracha, and the pious took place in the east. The pasuk we quoted earlier said that the payasos has to take place in Beis Elokim in the Kodesh area. V'leka, so el shmamina ched to bekodesh ched to bechol. The Kodesh half was where the payasos took place, and the whole half was where the zakin would sit down. Now v'isakadaitach pesach echad yishla. If they only had one engine. And let's say that one entrance was Pasuach LaKodesh. It entered into the Kodesh area only. Zakin Yoshi Bamarava. Could he really sit down in the western part of the Lishchos HaGazis? Ba'atanan, the Mishnah tells us how Lishchos HaBnuyos B'chol. Those Lishchos that were built in the Chol area.
I understand this.
Yeah.
What's now the next Havit? What is this?
It's the second Shmamina. That we're saying the other Shmamina was that it had two entrances to Lishchos HaGazis. One came from the Kodesh, one came from the Chol.
Right.
If you want to say there was only one entrance, let's say. And the one entrance came from a Kodesh area. You had to walk through the Azar to get to Lishchos HaGazis. If that were to be the case, okay. How could the Zakin sit in the Lishchos HaGazis? The Mishnah tells us, if there was a chamber that was built in the Chol area, however, it was Psuchos LaKodesh, it entered into the Kodesh, the din was Tochen Kodesh. It all becomes Kodesh. So it couldn't be only entered in from the Kodesh, so it must be at least a Chol entrance.
Meaning that once the only Petach was Kodesh, the whole place was Kodesh, yeah. Even if it was outside of the Azar.
Exactly, that was the Mishnah that tells us that. Let's say this one entrance it's talking about in theory was entering from the Chol, then Pais b'Mizracha, how could you do the Pais in the eastern part? The Mishnah says b'nuyus b'kodesh p'suchas l'chol. It was built in the Kodesh, but it entered in from the Chol, Tochen Chol. And you said before, you have to do the Paiasas in an area of Hekde, of Kodesh. Elalav Shmar Minah. Do we not conclude from here that Shnei Pesachim Hayu? There are two different entrances. Echad Pasuach B'Kodesh, Echad Pasuach L'Chol. One came from the Kodesh, one came from the Chol. There's a midway through, there was half of it was Kodesh, and half of it was Chol. Says the new Mishnah. HaPayas HaSheni, the second pious, Mishochet Mizorek, who would, the second pious would tell me who would do the Shechita, who would do the Zrika, Mimadash Mizbech HaPnimi, who would clean out the inner Mizbech, where the Kataris would go, Mimadashin is a menorah, who would clean out the menorah, Mimale Evarim Lakevish, who would bring up the various limbs to the ramp, Harosh Varegil, these are different parts of the animals, the head, the feet, Shteyadayim, the two hands, Haokits, which is the tail, Haregil, the Chaze, which is the thigh area, Hagera, what's that?
Neck.
The neck, okay. Shtei hadufan, also the two, what do you call it? The rib cages, right? The krivayim, the innards, all the intestines. Hasoles, which is the accompanying flour. Hachavitim, which was the things that the karban kohen gadol would bring, the chavite kohen gadol. Hayayin, and the nischayayin. Shlosha, sarkonim, zachubo. 13 different kohanim were zocha to these things we just listed. There's a total of 13. Ben Azay Lefnei, Amar Ben Azay Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, he said, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Derech Hilucha Hayakarif. He argued in the way in which the animal was brought up. The Mishnah just listed a certain way. Ben Azay says differently. It's Derech Hilucha. What does Derech Hilucha mean? Says Rashi, Kiderech Hilucha Bechayev, when it walks. So the way the animal would walk, head first, and then legs, and then whatever part of the body comes next, that's how it would be Nikrav on the Kar Mizbech. As opposed to the Mishnah lists it differently, whatever order. Like, for example, it says Ukats, the tail goes before the legs and it goes before the neck. So that's obviously not the way it walks. So Machlokas, how exactly they would be makriv the various limbs of the animal. The Gemara asks, Ibailu, Kishain Mefaisin Lavoda, Achas Mefaisin, or Dimlach Lavoda Bavoda, him Mefaisin. When they do the payasos, would they do one pious for all the avodas, or they do every single avoda independently? So look at Rashi, for example. Rashi is Lavoda Achas Mefaisinan. Kigon Mi Shokat. So they do the pious, and one guy wins. So he's the guy who gets to do the Shechita. And then L'chsheyitzke, Misha Zichel L'Shechita, Shuv Ein Pais L'Shayi Beis Avodos. There are no other payasos. Ella Koanim Shemuk from Limino Mishachim. They go around in the circle. It's I win the Shechita. So the guy next to me, Mimele, wins the Zrika, and the next guy gets the Dishim Mizbech. Is that how they do it? Or no, they first, when they gather together, do a pious for the Shechita. Okay, let's start again. Let's do the pious for the Zrika. How do they do it? Is it in each time they do every single avoda, or they do once and then just go around in a circle like a domino effect? So Gemara says, Toshma, Arba Payasos Hayusham. There were four different payasos. Now, if you're going to say that every single avoda, you're going to need its own independent pious, so Tuvahava, there'd be much more. There'd be in the first one at least 13. There'd be a total of probably around 20 or so payasos, not four. Summer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Hachikamar. This is what it means to say. Arba Pamim Nichnasin Lahafis. Do they enter into the Lishchas HaKadosh four different times, but for each one, L'chol Chad V'chada, each time they collect, gather together, Hayu Batuva Payasos. There were many, many Payasos, so that Raya is not, there's not a conclusive Raya. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Lo Hayu Payas L'machta, Ela Koin Shazicha B'maktoris, Omer L'zesh Imo, Zach Imo Imi B'machta. So now, we see here when the guy who wins the pious for the Ketoris, so there are two things needed for the Ketoris. The one guy needs to bring the ash, the coals, and one guy needs to bring in the Samachta is used for getting the coals, and the other guy brings a whole thing of the Ketoris itself, the spices. You need two different quantum. So the statement is here that the one who's Zoch in the Machta, the one who's Zoch in the Ketoris tells his friend, come, you do the Machta, we do it together. So we see that we do not do separate payasos for two different avodas. So Gemara says, no, shiny machta v'ktoris t'chad avodi. No, because machta and ktoris is considered one avoda. But when it comes to, let's say, our Mishnah, dishim is be'ach ha'pnimi is different than the shechita, and that's different than the dishim ha'menorah. They're all different avodas, they're not connected to each other. So when there's a process of different avodas that are connected, so enechanami, one guy gets it, he could choose his partners. But for things that are different avodas, maybe there should be different payasos for each different process of the avoda.
I mean, even here, it's different than the Havamina of the Gemara, because the Gemara's tzad that you don't do a second pious was you just go to the right and you can automatically...
Correct. Here he gets to choose.
Here correct. He gets to choose.
I was thinking in a way that it's almost like a raya the other way around, that there was a pious almost on each one, because otherwise they would just say that the guy next to him would help him. But it's also not clear.
Well, he's saying it's not... One of the tzadim, one of the sides, the shiloh was... Either one, they go around in the circle, or you every. One. He's saying, this is not even going around in the circle. When I win the Ketoris, I don't go to the next guy. I choose whoever I want to come with me. So he said this is slightly different than the suggestion in the Gemara.
Different shitanya.
Right, exactly. Right. So the Gemara says Ikadamri. So either way, this is not a proof because the Ketores and the Machta is already, they're combined, they're considered one unit, so it's not a proof either way. Ikadami, the Gemara says, Davka Machta Ketores Techad Avodi, only those, because those are considered one Avoda. Aval Shar Avodas, everything else, Ba'i Machta, you require, Ba'i Pious, you still require Pious. So what this Ikadami is saying, that what we're making, what's the difference here? We're saying actually a conclusion here? They want to make a proof now. The proof is as follows. They bring this raya. I'm bringing your proof that it has to be only Ketores and Machta, have to be one avoda, but the implication is every other avoda requires its own independent pious. Gemara says, Machta, it's strictly. No, not true. Every single avoda actually requires, there's only one pious for every avoda. So if every avoda requires one pious, so why does Rabbi Huda have to teach me Machta and Ketores and Machta come together? That's obvious. We already said, if you assume that one pious for everything, so why specify the Machta and the Ketores? Why single it out?
Right, to me that was a raya that it was each one.
Oh, you thought it was a raya. Originally it was brought as a raya.
No, the other way almost was, that's what the Gemara is saying, that the fact that the other guy was had to choose somebody else is almost a raya that each one had... There was a fire for each one.
Whether that's what that's the stage
that's
of the Gemara.
That's what the Gemara
right,
is
exactly.
saying, right.
Gemara says, no, not true. Every single voda, there's one pious, only four piouses. You didn't have a separate one for each one. So why specify Ketores and Machta? Because it's like, you would have thought, Ho'el V'lo Shicha, since it's not common, you only do Ketores two times a day, as opposed to other Karbanos. Zrik and Shchit is taking place so many times, there's so many Karbanos taking place. It's the Ketores, which is twice, which is very rare. U'me'asra, Niskanlei, Me'asra, also it's Me'asra person, it makes a person rich, as we said already. Person who does the Ketores gets wealthy. So Niskanlei Pious Bifnei Asma, maybe you should warrant its own pious. Kamashma on the Mishnah tells us, no, that the Machta and Ketores come together. You cannot separate the two. But so do all other voters. Also, you do not have independent payasos. There's simply four payasos during the day, and that's it. Yeah?
Okay.
Says the Gemara further. So we still don't have an answer. How many payasos do they do? Do they do four, or are there 12 payasos? Gemara brings its final raya, Tashma. Netani Rabbi Chiya, lo l'chol avodav, avodav mefaisinan. They wouldn't do a pious for every single avoda. Ella kohen shezacha betamid shnei masar achuvak kohanim nimshachin imo shmamina. There you have it. The one pious for the morning one, or for the second pious, really for the shchita. The guy who's zocha shchita and all the people standing next to him in a row, they do the 12 remaining avodas.
Well, we learned this where in Ebraisa.
This last,
yeah.
This is a Tana Rabbi Chiya, Ebraisa from Rabbi Chiya. The Gemara says, Pius Sheni, the second pious, Ibailu. Mima Kaba, who would do the Kabbalah? Remember, there are four basic avodas when they do a Shechting a Karban. You need the Shechita, then the Kabbalah, you have to catch all the blood, then you have to do the Holacha, bring it to the Mizbeach, and then the Zrika, sprinkling it onto the Mizbeach.
But the question is on this, because it's the only one that you cannot do by oneself, by one person only.
So we know the Shechita and Zrika are separate, the Mishnah had said.
Right.
We don't know anything about Holacha right now. So the Mishnah says, well, who's going to do the Kabbalah? They didn't mention that another Kohen doing the Kabbalah.
Right.
So is it the Shechita guy doing the Kabbalah? He shechts it to catch it?
Or is it
the... Or the Zrika's okay. Guy is ready to do the Zrika. He catches it while the guy is shechting it. I'm catching the blood here, and I bring it over to the Mizbeach.
Right.
So the Gemara asks, Yibaylu, me Makabel, who's Makabel of the blood? Shochet Makabel, he shechts it and catches it. The Amr Zorik Makabel, because if you say the guy who's going to sprinkle it onto the Mizbeach, he's going to catch it. Agav Chavivu said, because of the great excitement to sprinkle it onto Mizbeach, lo makabal le'kula, he's going to dam, he's not going to catch all the blood, he's going to really jump the gun, catch some of the blood, and quickly run to Mizbeach before it catches all the blood. The halachid is supposed to catch all the blood that's there. So we don't want the Zorik guy to jump the gun, so maybe the better the Shechita, the Shochet guy do it. Odum Zorik makabal, maybe the guy who's sprinkling it. Because the Amr Shochet makabal zimnin the Shechet Zara.
Right.
You say the Shechita, sometimes a non-Kohen is allowed to do the Kabbalah. He's allowed to do the Shechita, rather. So if he does the Shechita, you have to say, oh, remember, the Shochet is not allowed to do
can
Kabbalah here.
Can you be Shochet and be Kabbalah at the same time?
It's pretty hard.
It's almost impossible.
Probably pretty hard to do Shechita and... Yeah.
Because the first blood is the one that counts, really, right? The Dam Chayis.
Yeah. When the Gemara, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he certainly does the Kabbalah, though.
Uh-huh.
The way the Gemara talks about that. that he shechs it, and then the guy, then he catches it, and then they have the kohen, another kohen actually does the rest of the shechita. After the kohen gadol does the initial shechita, the guy does, it's called, not memaris, maybe memaris. He does the rest of cutting off the head while the kohen gadol catches it. So it's probably not an easy thing to do. So who does the kabbal? So Gemara says, Tashma, ben katin asa yudbez do lakir. So the Ben Katan, the Mishnah says later on, they were mishabeachim for making a beautiful kir, a beautiful sink, which had 12 different faucets from it, nozzles. And kidesh yud beis ha'achiv ha'kohanim ha'osukim mitamid mikachin yudein raglim v'vas achas. This way, the 12 kohanim that we listed were able to all wash their hands at one time to be prepared. So let's say they do the pious. One kohen gets picked. The 12 kohanim next, or 11 kohanim next to them, all get picked. So the 12 of them, they get dressed, whether you hold them with Nachum Sheshes. They go to the kiur, they turn the faucet on, and all 12 of them, standing with their hands and legs together, get washed at the same time, and they're all prepared to do the avodah. So the fact is, if the shochet was going to be the makabel, there should be 13, not 12. Why? Doesn't require kiddush yudayim regalim.
Right, because it's 13 in the Mishnah. The Mishnah already said 13, but the Shochet doesn't require to be Mekadosh, because it's a Sheir Bazar, I suppose. But now with Kabbalah would make it an Avodah, and now
you require 13. So it must be Shochet is not doing Mekabel, only 12 of the 13 Kohanim have to do the Ruchitza. So Elalav Shema Mina, do we not learn from here that Zorek Mekabel, Shema Mina. We also learn in the Mishnah, Shachet HaShochet V'Kibal Mekabel U'Balo L'Zorek Shema Mina. That the Shochet shechts it, and the Kabbalah, the Mekabel guy, a new guy, comes to accept the blood, and that very guy, U'Balo, that guy, he goes to be doing the Zrika, he goes to do the sprinkling. So we see it right here, that the Zorek is the Mekabel. Let's go a little further, we still have, we're doing good in time.
We're good.
Great, excellent. Amar ben Azai l'fnei Rabbi Kiva. Ben Azai said to Rabbi Kiva, the order of bringing the Ivarm and the Mizbech was not the way the Mishnah had said. Rather, it's the way the animal walks. So the head goes first, and then the front legs, and then the shoulders, and then the whatever the rest, right? So Gemara says, Tanar Baran, Ketzad Derech Hiluchah. What's the Derech Hiluchah? So Gemara says, HaRosh, VaRegel, HaChaza, VaGera, Sheidaim, Sheidefanos, HaOkitz, VaRegel. That's the process of Derech Hiluchah. Comes on Rabbi Yossi a second. And then says, Amar,
That's wrong.
Why? Which one's wrong?
Why is he putting the regal before the shteyadayim?
The first, it's a good point. The regal, let's see the regal of the back legs, not the front legs. Good point.
Why?
For if it's first the rosh, then the shteyadayim, then the regal.
It was first of all the last, you know, whatever it moves first.
Oh, it's not what comes in first, it's what moves first.
What moves first has to
but, what, but then the regal moves before the rosh.
Okay, so what?
No. Then the rosh doesn't move.
No, the
all right, whatever.
No the legs move first for an animal?
Of course.
Why is that? Of course.
No, the leg doesn't move first. The head moves first.
No, after that, the hands between the legs.
The back leg.
The back leg goes first?
Yes.
Oh, this way it gets ahead, because if it goes, if the other one spreads quite too far. No, makes sense. It has to be, okay. No, okay. Interesting. So the way, what moves first when walking, not actually what comes first.
If this is the rule, what moves first, so go first.
Right.
That makes sense.
It has to be what moves first, otherwise it would make no sense the whole.
Yeah, which one, I want to make sure, it seems like that's the right one. I'm just going to double check this. I'm not so sure if that's the way it's being explained here.
It says here, "Kafi shidber v'emshech harosh karav barishana l'devil akol."
It says the Gemara is going to explain.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Maybe tomorrow.
Right.
So the Gemara says, "So Rabbi Yossi Omer derech hafshato, the way you would skin the animal, hayakariv. That's the way there'd be makrivit on the mizbech. Keta derech hafshato. How do you skin the animal? Harosh." Regel. Again, same question there. I'm not sure why that the regel comes next. Ha'oketz va'regel, the next regel. She'defanos, she'adayim, ha'chaza va'gera.
Hold on. So what do you think will come after the rosh?
The regel. No, the yad.
Oh, but is an animal considered a yad?
It says.
Yeah.
It says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what does it say?
It says, "Ketzer derech harosh v'aregel echazi v'agira u'shtei yadayim."
U'shtei yadayim. U'shtei tefanot. Ha'oketz v'aregel. So that's basically must be by the way that it moves.
Okay, so let's see how the Gemara explains. Now there's a third opinion, Rabbi Kiva Omer, derech nisucho hayakarv. the way it'd be cut up. Karev, Keta, Derech, Nisucho, Harosh, first you cut the head off, then the Haregel, Vashtei Adayim, Hachazeb, Vagera, Vashtei Defanos, Vaokitz, Varegel. And now we have Rabbi Yosef Glili, this is what, a fourth opinion now? In this Brisa? Omer Derech Iluyav, the way you're being, your mallet, you put it onto the Mizbeach. Hayakarev, Keta, Derech Iluyav, we need like a whole chart here. Harosh, Varegel, Hachazeb, Vagera, Vashtei Defanos, Vaokitz, Varegel, Vashtei Adayim. Okay, so I myself am not sure what the different order, how these orders work out.
One second, this last one is, okay, so one is the way it goes. So there
is a purpose. Right. Yeah, one's the way the move.
One is the Terech Hiluch, one is the Terech Hefshet. Hefshet means the way when they take out the skin, right? And the third one is the way they used to cut it.
Right.
And then the fourth one is the way you used to bring it up to the Mizbeach?
Correct.
Okay.
So how it actually works out in terms of what their svar is and what actually they say,
at least as far as we know, okay.
Well, the way they brought it onto the Mizbeach is just different people's opinion.
No, I think they brought it up, I think, onto
who's
the
right,
ramp.
So what's right here?
No, I think they first place it onto the ramp. Then from the ramp, they would take it and to put it actually onto the fire.
But everyone agreed on the order in which they did that?
Yeah, because you see, Rashi, Derech Nisucho, he quotes from a Mishnah in Tamid, which says the way it's supposed to be placed on the Mizbeach.
Right?
The Mishnah says
none of these things go up with the Mishnah.
Let's see
that. Papaya, Omar. Yeah. Keep it in the Mishnah. No, I miss. Derech Iluyav does not mean the way it went up. Derech Iluyav, Rashi says, three lines, three narrow lines. Derech Metav Shalo Mivchar Nisachav, a Mivchar Kodam, the best part of the animal, the best part of the meat. I think that's what's going on here. So that's not the way it was actually brought up onto Mizbeach. Yeah, the better part of the meats. So again, I'm not sure, I still don't know how the order works out here.
Okay, so who brings it?
Kevish,
yeah.
So first of all, this is the new Indian, right?
Okay, the mice are there four different opinions. How it actually works out, I don't know. In terms of the Rosh.
Opinions are the same as the Mishnah.
They're all different?
What is the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah?
Well, Derech Hilucho, no, Derech Hilucho would be the same, though. The first, the Tanakhama, you're saying, of the Mishnah.
Tanakhama
doesn't work out.
Well,
Rosh, Regel.
Oh, yeah, because it says here that Hakonim nosim et evarei hatamid umenicham otam al hakevesh
mechetzah ulemata. Harosh veharegel.
And then meachor yoter.
Why the first one speaks about it?
No, doesn't work.
Harosh veharegel.
Rosh regel shtei yadayim.
Hold on. Okay. Lechaze veagira. Harosh regel.
Rosh everyone. Rosh regel. Everyone agrees to the same.
Okay, it's okay. It doesn't. Yeah.
All right.
Rosh regel the same, and the question is this: Sheyadayim, Oket, Haregel, Chaza, Gera, and Shtei Defanos. Those six parts is Machlokes. There seems to be now five different opinions: the Mishnah and four in the Brisa. What the order is, and it's based on different svaras of the way it moves, the way it, the best part of the animal, and okay. The Gemara says V'haksiv Kol Nesach Tov Yarech V'Kasiv. So what's the question here? So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who held that goes based on the best part of the animal.
Oh, totally.
Because somebody's calling me from Vietnam. I don't want
to. I don't want to
take any militia.
So doesn't this Pasuk Yecheskel tell us the best part of the animal is the thigh and the shoulder? So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who puts these areas not first, so... So according to the way it works is that the shoulders, which is the leg, the hands rather, and the thigh, which is the legs, that should be first, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. He puts the hands all the way at the end. Yadayim, which is part of the shoulders, should be early up, according to the Pasuk Yecheskel, that's going based on the better part of the meats. That's referring to a weak animal. A weak animal that has no fat, so then the shoulders and the thigh become the best part of it. But a very fat, juicy animal, the shoulders would not be considered the best part of the animal. Amar Rava, Bein Tana Didan, Bein Rav Yossi, Basa Iluya, the Basa Azlinan. Our Mishnah, this is explaining our Mishnah, you're right, our Mishnah is different. But our Mishnah and Rabbi Yossi, they both go based on the best part, best meat. Mar Azil Basar Eivar de Bisra. Mar Azil Basar Shemana de Bisra. One of them's going based on the limbs, the one's going based on the fat. One's going based on the actual meat, one's going based on the actual size. That's the difference. Okay, like a juicier meat, or like a between the meat itself or the juicier part of the fats of the meat. That's the difference of the Mishnah versus the Rabbi Yossi, Gluli, and the Brisa here. He says the last opinion, based on the Iluya, the best part of the meat. So whatever differences are, I'm not sure what you guys worked out. Whatever the difference is, they're saying the difference is based on the which is the go based on the meat, which meat's better, or do you go based on the shuman, the fattier part of the meat, so that's better. That's the machlokas here. So Gemara says,
how do we
have here?
We have 3 minutes.
2 minutes. I'm trying to finish this.
My time a salka regal bahadei resha. So why is regal, according to everybody, why does a regal go first with the head? Why is that true? Mishum de resha nafisha beatamos. Carve regal bahadei de chuyama mias rosh carve regal bahadei. So what's that? Because the head has so many bones, we bring the regal with it?
There's no meat in the head.
So therefore you need to supplement it? Uh-huh. Okay, that's what we do. Because the head has to go first, according to all opinion. That always comes first. But there's no meat. You need some of that meat, so you just throw the regal with it.
Okay.
So Gemara says now, the Chuli Alma Mias, everybody agrees, Rosh Kari Beresha. Everybody agrees, Rosh comes first. Minalan? Titania, Minayan LeRosh Pedar Shekob Min LeChuli Varm. How do you know the head and the Pedar? What's the Pedar referring to? What part of the animal is that? The Pedar is... like the inside or something?
What is the fat?
The fat, okay, certain fats, okay. So everybody agrees that it comes first, because minayin lefrosho pedra shekod milchol evarim, that the head and the fats go first. Hamalomer es rosho ves pidro varach. The pasuk says those go first. V'idach pedra achrina. So there's another pasuk in the pasuk says the second time in the pasuk have peder. What's the second peder coming to teach me? My asa lechadatana come to teach me ketet hayosa how they do this. Nosin is a peder a beis hashchita umale. You take the fat and cover the beis hashchita, cover up the headless animal now and cover the area umaleu zehu derech kavod shemale. That's the proper way to do it. So one peder it mentions first tells us the peder goes first with the roach,
and the second to cover up the whole of the
top of the animal. And then maybe that's the proper way to
right.
Okay.
We did it.
According to this, it's not true.